This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know I'm going to have fun today because I wanted to come on the air and say, I told you so. I told you so. There was an August surprise coming. It had to be Michelle Obama. And I'm so thrilled that it was not because that's who I would have picked. That's the only chance they have to win. I've made that argument on the show for weeks now. Biden cannot win. And obviously, you know, anybody would say, Wayne Root's crazy. Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist. Wayne Root's in the bag for Trump. No, 100 black male leading entertainers, businessmen, politicians, religious figures, sports stars, they all wrote a letter to Biden. Yes, he said, you can't win unless you pick a black female. So, Kamala Harris, no, it's not. She won't even move the dial. She couldn't even get black votes in the Democrat presidential primary. No one voted for her. She is the most hated woman. She makes Hillary look nice. She's right up there with Hillary. Let's die. They're kissing cousins. Hillary and Kamala. Don't let me get started on that one. Even Trump knows what I know. Trump said Kamala Harris is the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful senator. Wow. Joe Biden selected Kamala Harris as his running mate. This is hilarious. The president criticized Harris for treating his nominee to the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, unfairly. This was a horrible event. I thought it was terrible for her. I thought it was terrible for her nation. She was the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful than anybody in the U.S. Senate. And it was my number one draft pick. We'll see how it works out. Meaning, Biden picked her. Can you imagine the TV ads? First of all, folks, look up. Not a prude, you know? Not a guy who says, ew, Playboy, pornography. I'm not a prude at all. I live in Las Vegas, man. I understand what the way guys think. But let me tell you something. After a married man has had sex with a woman and a government job out of it, that woman can't be vice president or president of the United States. That's ridiculous, and it's the same thing if you reversed it, so it's not sexist. Same as the Me Too movement goes both ways, doesn't it? What if a woman sexually harasses a man? You think that's okay? No, it's just as bad, right? But I don't see anyone talking about that. What if a woman hunts a man down and just goes after him? Well, that seems to be what Kamala Harris did with Willie Brown. Kamala hunted down downtown Willie Brown. She looked down at him and said, I'm going to free Willie. And after she freed Willie, job. She freed Willie and she got a job. So you explain to me how that's not prostitution. A. B. Explain to me how that's not immoral. C. Explain how that is not cheating taxpayers and stealing taxpayer money. You can't give a job to someone you're boffing as a politician. Powerful mayor of San Francisco, an assembly member of the entire California assembly. You can't give a job to someone you're having sex with while you're cheating on your wife. And that person goes on to become the next president of the United States because they're, let's face it, if you're Joe Biden's VP, you're always one day away from being president. You're hours away. You might be a minute away from being president one time. This guy is going to make it. He's not going to make it through a week. And if I was Joe Biden's wife, she's worried about having Kamala underneath Joe, if you know what I mean. She goes for what she wants. I just think this is crazy. And she's a huge tax raiser and a big slasher of military. Biggest hypocrite that lived. She put so many people, so many black people. She put brothers away. Marijuana, and she smoked marijuana. Come on. That's why nobody liked her in the Democrat primary. I mean, until Joe Biden got to South Carolina, the second most unpopular person in the entire campaign, number one, was Kamala Harris. Nobody ever voted for her, right? I don't have the numbers in front of me. I got to get them. Matter of fact, maybe Chris, while I'm talking here, doing my root rant, you can look up for me just the results of Kamala Harris in the 2020 presidential, Democratic presidential primary. I don't think she ever came in second or third or fourth. I think she was like every primary. Now, how is a black woman last in every primary in the Democrat Party? People didn't like Kamala, and it wasn't white people, it wasn't Indians, it wasn't black people in the Democrat primary didn't like Kamala. She didn't get many black, nothing. How's that possible? She is most thoroughly unlike ever. That's all I can say, and I love when Trump says she was my number one draft pick. That's a great line. And the Hollywood's crazy with joy. That's perfect, because that's how you know that this was a bad pick, right? These no good instinct for what America likes, what middle America likes, what a middle America thinks. Hollywood stars were ecstatic. Rob Reiner said, finally, a presidential ticket that looks like America. Oh, my God. You're right. One guy is dementia. There are a lot of people in America with dementia. And the woman is a woman who screwed men to get a job and to make money off the taxpayers. That seems like most politicians. So it is kind of like America. Frozen, or Josh could barely contain himself. I'm crying with joy. Model influencer Chrissy Teigen chimed in, F yes, and now you see, yes, excited to vote. Other left-wing celebrities were popping the champagne. Mia Farrow, Patricia, George Takei, Kathy Griffin, Mandy Moore. Wow. Rob Reiner says, now we all go to work to restore the soul of our nation. I get it. A woman who had sex with a powerful political leader to get her first jobs and all her money, she ripped off the taxpayers. That's how you restore the soul. I get it. Sharon Stone, Harris 220 and B. It's so funny. These people are funny. Actress Ashley Judd dug deep and offered her followers, let's do this. Actress Deborah Messing bursting with enthusiasm. I am all for it. I'm so excited. Exclamation point. Midler said, bye, great partner to go to distance. I wonder how long she went with Willie Brown. Was founder? Celebrity couple Chris posted matching Harris love letter. The whole thing is ridiculous. I don't even want to go into it. The Mindy Show star, Mindy Kaling, tweeted her joy to her black and Indian sisters. Was there ever more of an exciting day for our entire country, but especially for my black and Indian sisters? Many of us who've gone our entire lives thinking someone who looks like us might never hold high office. Whew. Work hard and contribute to the fabric of our lives. I'll see Kamala Harris at the top. I don't know if she was on the top or the bottom with Willie Brown, but I'm filled with hope and excitement. Joe Biden, let's do it. Wow. I can't keep doing this. I could go through 20 pages of it. World stars are so clueless. Basically, you couldn't have picked a worse choice. This is the best thing that I'm on record, you know? This morning, that I'm hoping and praying it's not machine. Because they must know that the only way ever be Trump is with Michelle Obama. They got to know that. So I just hope and pray it's not Michelle Obama, because we're in trouble if it's Michelle Obama. It never occurred to me it could be Kamala Harris. Although I did say on yesterday's show, there was a report out that Kamala Harris had, what's that word? She defriended, I guess it is, or made unfriended Joe Biden, unfollowed Joe Biden on Twitter. And what did I say on the show? I said, so either she's done, that's the end of Kamala and she hates. Now, or I said, put it by Democrats, that is the way they surprise everybody and they make it seem she unfriended him, but becomes his VP nominee. I mean, you hear so many rumors. I heard rumors yesterday, not even rumors, I think they were facts, that Rice sold off a lot of her stocks in anticipation of being named. And, you know, by law, you have to sell off or hand over the control to somebody else. of your stock portfolio if you're the VP. So a lot of people thought it was Susan Rice. Of course, it wasn't Susan Rice either. But that unfriend, unfollow thing on Twitter was a very sneaky, very smart. It made it seem like come out of it. In reality, she was the one. Here's an article. Kamala Harris's top nine fails. Top nine fails. Let's see what her top nine fails are. See if I missed any of them. Number one, Harris said she was effing moving to Iowa. Word Harris campaign tried to capitalize on an embarrassing moment. Their communications director promoting it, quoting her boss, and she walked around with a shirt saying, "I'm effing moving." Harris good in her words to effing move to Iowa, yet still failed to garner support, even after making dinner in Iowans' homes. So I in Iowa, right? Crushed. Bizarrely broke into a southern accent during last month's debate in Atlanta, Georgia. She was trying to unite the Obama coalition, and she slipped a southern accent. Oh, well, this is... I don't get this. This article is from this 19. Why are you putting this up at Breitbart? Biggest nine fails. I guess you're supposed to look at the date. Harris's campaign brought in enthusiastic voters to boost cheer DNC in San Francisco in August. She posted a six-minute baking video with the Iowa. She danced with supporters at the Polk County Democrat State Fry in September. I don't know. I don't get it. Forget it. Sorry I ever read. I'm throwing it straight in the garbage. That could be the dumbest thing I've ever read on the air in 4.5 years. She's got a lot of problems. Those aren't them. I don't really care what she said on a T-shirt. I don't really care about a bake-off. I care what she did with Willie Brown. When she freed Willie and she got a job, I want to know, was that corruption? Or are you allowed to have sex with a politician and then collect jobs and $100,000 incomes and then think you should be president one day? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Now I got all my notes in order. I got the best articles about Kamala Harris. That was not a good one. That was 9 strange hits on Kamala that were unimportant. And insignificant and would not change anyone's mind. Now I got the good hits lined up during the break. Let me mention MAGA Mall. This is going to be a big, I mean, that's a great announcement. This is going to be a big fall. We're going to win big. Again, they didn't pick Michelle Obama. That was the only way to go. As far as I'm concerned, Trump already had this whole thing nailed down. All the polls were lying. Trump was winning big. Everybody knows. This, as long as there's riots in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, and other cities, as long as you walk by burned out stores, law and order is the theme of this campaign, and people are voting for Trump, I guarantee you. As long as everyone's buying guns, and it's the most guns ever bought in history, month after month, they're all voting for Trump. Every suburbs, they're all voting for Trump. You're not moving to the suburbs and voting for Biden. Why are you leaving the city and voting for Biden? What's to ruin the suburbs? When you think about all these things, no, they're not voting for Biden. Biden anyway doesn't know anything. He's like a big, empty head. Dementia-laden old man past his prime. Poor old guy. Shouldn't be running. I blame Jill. But this isn't going to move the dial. Kamala Harris won't move the dial. Why would it move the dial? This is going to be a great 2 months, great campaign. We're going to win big. Democrats are such a bad taste. How could that be the best thing you come up with? Let me bring up one other point. If Kamala Harris had never run for president, I actually believe this would be a very exciting announcement. But she ran for the Democrat presidential nomination and nobody voted for her. How could that be an upgrade for Joe Biden? It just defies logic. She got like no votes. Chris O'Sullivan, look, you can't find that she got a delegate. Nobody liked her, and she was a very early front runner, by the way. Very early front runner for the Democrat presidential nomination. A lot of people thought she would get it. And she had some really early success, and then when people got to know her, to know her is to despise Kamala Harris. She is a nasty woman, and people don't like her. I heard everyone in politics hates her. And what do you get? One other thing, what do you gain? Democrat, you're going to win California by 6 to 8 million votes. Right? Last time, I think he won by 6, he lost Trump to her, Hillary Clinton, by 6 million votes in the state of California. So you got to assume this time it's even worse. It's going to be like 8 million votes. So you're going to win California by 8 million. You don't need one vote for Kamala Harris. Not one. She's not going to gain you one single electoral vote. You are going to win California. It doesn't matter if you win by one vote or 8 million. It's the same result. What does this get you? So the answer is it's got to be excitement for the country. So you think everyone's going to come vote for Kamala Harris when nobody came out to vote for her during the election? Does that make any sense? All right, the MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment, and I'll get to a great story about Kamala. MAGA Mall is your one-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps at the most competitive prices, your satisfaction guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps embroidered, every stripe, presidential, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest caps, prices. Get 10% off your order. You go to War10. That's War10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. And I wear their hats proudly. Oh, she won by 4 million. Three won by 4 million in California. I thought it was 6 million. All right, so now she'll win by 4.2 million. Now she'll win by 6.2, and it won't matter. You just pick someone in the one state, New York, either New York or California. You gain nothing by picking someone from New York or California, unless you think they're great for the nation. And like I say, how could she be great for the nation when no one likes her? And they proved it in the presidential race. Daily presidential tracking poll, Trump at 9% approval. Way ahead of where he was on this, I guarantee you. Way ahead of Obama. And then here it is. Kamala Harris launched her political career in the bedroom, the mistress of married mayor Willie Brown. If I was Trump, I'd call her Kamala the Mistress. Mistress Kamala. How about that? I'd call it Slow Joe and Mistress Kamala. He came out with a funny line today. Slow Joe and Phony Kamala. Hey, Joe. I say Basement Joe. Mitt Biden. Mistress Kamala. Making it up. Dear Democrat or liberal out there, to say Wayne Root's wrong, Kamala Harris was not the Dare you to tell me she won't have sex with a married man? Dare you to tell me that she didn't get jobs from having sex with a married man? Is that not a crime? But what it is, it's a crime. You rip space.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden named California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, picking the former Democratic primary opponent to be the first African-American woman nominated for vice president by a major party. The Labor Department expects enhanced unemployment checks to go out in roughly 2 weeks. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. As far as how much to be expecting, it will vary by state, but Kudlow says
the baseline of unemployment benefits from states is roughly $400, okay, per person per week. That's the median. On top of that, the federal government is going to put in $300, so that will give the benefit overall of $700.
Kudlow making those comments on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is way
Marion Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I just am in shock that that's the best Democrats could do. I wrote a column this morning. I read it on my morning show, the early edition of the Wayne Allen Root Show, and the problem was that in my gut, I got to think there's going to be an August surprise. I don't want it. I pray it's not true, but I got to think they're going to name Michelle Obama the VP. That's the only way they have a chance. They must know that. They've got to know that. And, of course, moments later, after I read it to everybody, I wrote 6 this morning, but literally, right after I got on off the air, Biden picks Kamala Harris, and I believe that they don't feel like they're going to lose, and that they needed a game changer like Michelle Obama. She probably wouldn't do it. As I said in my article, it's very possible she wants to stay in the billionaire's life and stay in her $100 million contract with Netflix, and she just doesn't want to change her lifestyle. But if that's the case, Democrats are sunk, because nobody they're mentioning... You know, I said Susan Rice, Kamala Harris, nobody is enough to beat Trump. There's no big celebrity names there. Kamala's not a celebrity. Nobody voted for her in the Democrat primary. All right, we got James Hurston on the line, New York Times author, law expertise, is in the entertainment and media business. His website, jameshurston.com, R-S-E-N, jameshurston.com. James, what do you think about the Kamala Harris pick?
I think it's probably among the people that were being considered, she would be one of the worst, if not the worst pick. And you pointed out she had to drop out of the presidential primary. And one of the big reasons is because of her record in California, her prosecutorial record. And isn't this interesting? Kamala Harris's Wikipedia page for the last few weeks has been systematically scrubbed. There's information that was on there that's being taken away, primarily her record of prosecution in the pre-Black Lives Matter period in order to get elected in California at that time. She was on the opposite side, acting like she was tough on crime, but only for certain, you know, if there was a political case or something, she would not be tough on crime. So, but in any case, she was somebody that the activist base of the party did not want as a presidential candidate. But let me give you a possible out-of-the-box theory. I think that Michelle Obama and that the Obamas as a couple have been behind the scenes pulling strings. I think former President Obama was behind Crossfire Hurricane, was behind the spying and the surveillance on the president. And I think Michelle would like to waltz in without scrutiny, without having to go through the gauntlet of scrutiny. And here's a way she can do it. At some point, either before the election or after the election,
Joe Biden with Michelle?
Well, no, it could be replaced with Michelle, but even less scrutiny would come if Biden can't go forward, and under the rules of the DNC, they're able to say, well, Kamala Harris is the VP candidate. We're going to make her the presidential candidate, which they can do. The DNC can do that. Then Kamala Harris has to pick a running mate, and presto, it's Michelle Obama. And she doesn't get the scrutiny because she's in the second position and it's late in the game, and some of her baggage and skeletons in her closet don't get floated until after the election. She brings all this energy. It's two African-American women, not just one. In the Black Lives Matter era, that's a way to show virtue and have peace in America by choosing. Look, are you going to pick two white men, Trump and Pence, or two women of color? And I got to believe, you know, that one of those scenarios is true, because even if Biden were to somehow miraculously or through the cheat vote get elected, everybody knows he's not going to stay there. he's going to either resign or something is going to happen to him medically or he can't go forward. And at that point, Kamala has to appoint a vice president. So that's the other way Michelle Obama gets in with no scrutiny. Or in the first scenario, she has minimal scrutiny. In the second scenario, she has no scrutiny. And there's the Obamas back in the White House running things.
I got to correct your stress. Isn't it Kamala, not Kamala? It's Kamala, right? Unless I'm the one who's wrong.
Kamala.
Isn't it Kamala Harris, not Kamala?
It's supposed to be Kamala, but Willie called her Kamala. Willie Brown.
I'm not even going to get into that.
Mistress. You know, Willie Brown wrote an op-ed in the San Francisco Chronicle, and he said in the op-ed that Kamala Harris, or Kamala, will work her backside off for the campaign. And he ought to know. So he wrote that.
Yeah. I understand, by the way, that we're having some issues, by the way, with sound. And I don't know what's going on, but having some issues with sound, hearing it in Las Vegas, getting some complaints that the sound is off. I don't know what's going on, but there seems to be an issue. I guess we'll find out. I've got a repair crew already set up to be here in the morning so we can figure out what's going on. So hopefully it'll cure itself over the next couple hours. I think it's Chris, my board op and associate producer, who checked in and saw online there is some problem with Cox Cable, and that's my Cox internet system here in Las Vegas, and Cox has some problems around the country. So that could be the reason. Hopefully you're hearing me and James Herson. It's hearable, I hope. But here's the thing I don't get, James. Now, you hear me fine. Yes, James?
I do.
Yeah. But I guess it doesn't matter because Christians are voting overwhelmingly for Trump anyway. But if you ever had any hope of grabbing a few Christian voters, you know, this is like the last straw. You've now elevated a woman who everyone admits cheated with a married man and got government jobs from it. Now, personally, I think that's the same. I think if Donald Trump gave a job to a woman he was having crime by the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and MSNBC, I mean, I think that weekend for my actually syndicated column, let's assume Donald Trump has sex with a woman and cheats on his wife and gives that woman a job. Now, when he did Stormy Daniels, right, he didn't give her anything. There was no crime committed. He didn't work. He didn't give her a government job. He gave her his own money after the fact to shut her up. But he never gave her money up front. Now, all of a sudden, you're giving a woman a government job. Willie Brown is giving Harris a government job. Isn't that theft of taxpayer money?
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think it's a very sleazy way to break into the business. And Willie Brown has acknowledged that that's how she broke in, by having this affair with an older man. The other thing, of course, is, you know, there's a question as to whether or not Joe Biden has picked an African-American woman, because Kamala Harris was born to an Indian mother and a kind of Caribbean Jamaican father. She's not African American. She is a, you know, Indo-Caribbean Asian American. She's not African American. But she tried, she jumped on that bandwagon because of the fact that if she was campaigning, she thought it would help her in her presidential campaign, and also she thought it would help her in the Veep pitch. You know, there's pictures of her with her parents, and particularly her father, who definitely is not an African American. So, you know, I guess one can argue that Joe Biden didn't meet his pledge, and Maxine Waters says that's not acceptable. But, of course, Maxine's going to accept Kamala.
Yeah, she jumped on Willie's band. I think it would be easier, more accurate way to... let's talk about your column. I'm someone who believes that what Justice John Roberts has been doing really doesn't make sense unless you assume somebody caught him doing something bad and he's being blackmailed. It's a really strange thing that's happened to Justice John Roberts. started out as a big conservative, and the big hope of the conservative faction, and the Chief Justice appointed by W. Bush, and suddenly he rules with Democrats and liberals on really strange, important issues for all of us that no conservative could ever rule on. You know, you couldn't imagine in your wildest imagination that a conservative would protect Obamacare, or that a conservative would protect, would say you can't ask citizenship on the U.S. Census. I mean, there's been a bunch of really strange, important rulings that make no sense. So you tell me what you think is happening with Chief Justice John Roberts.
Well, first of all, it's clear his record, especially this term, is so rogue. It's so utterly ridiculous. There's no way he can claim to be a conservative justice. And what he's done is the opposite of what the establishment says he wants. The establishment says he wants to preserve the integrity of the Supreme Court. But what he's done is actually the opposite, and he's changed the complexion of the upcoming presidential election. And I can hear bumper music, so maybe we should change this for the next segment.
Yes. We will. We will. Very good. You sound like the host. Are you bucking for my job now? Is that what's happening? No, I just, you know, I never finished with my comments. So when we get back, I'll finish with it. Just, you know, to name someone who had an affair with a married man and got a job is not just government corruption and, I think, cheating taxpayers, but it's a strange pick in a country that still has an awful lot of Christians that go to church on Sunday morning. A lot of people are going to get really off by this. You don't elevate someone to a presidential ticket who had an affair. It's really strange. We'll be right back. More with James Hurst and Wayne Allyn.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so hopefully we're better. We did some changes and did some pulling plugs out and putting plugs back in. And maybe, just maybe, we got ourselves back in shape here. We don't know. Something's going on with Cox. That's all I could say. Al Root, Unfiltered, USA Radio. I've got James Hurston on the line, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, and media. Welcome back, James.
Oh, great to be with you. I predict tomorrow Joe Biden's doing a virtual interview, and he'll say how elated he is about his VP pick, Stacey Abrams. That'll be tomorrow.
If I was Kamala, I would really be careful as Joe's face gets near your hair. That's all I can say. Because he loves hair.
Well, I don't know if he's going to want to sniff her after that weird plastic surgery she had. But the Trump administration has spoken out and, you know, basically brought up the fact that when Kamala ran for president, that she embraced the Bernie Sanders scenario, you know, a government takeover of health care, trillions in new taxes, a whole
very liberal manifesto.
But that, so Joe Biden, with Harris as his political living will, he is surrendering control of our nation to the radical mob. His political living will.
That's a very interesting
Trump administration.
That's what Trump said, yes.
Called Kamala.
Kamala also said, James Hurston, on the stage of the debate, that she believed the women who accused Biden of inappropriate touching. I believe Biden's accuser, she said. So now it's just so strange. I mean, that's why they say politics makes strange bedfellows. But speaking of strange bedfellows, Kamala Harris and Willie Brown, back to that. There's the bedfellow saying.
That's right.
But how
How
do you Christian in America to vote for a ticket that elevates a woman who had sex with a married man in order to get political jobs? I had that second part. That's very important. As a married man, a lot of Christians are very against that. But let's say you had sex in order to get your first government jobs. That's a whole other level of immorality and corruption.
Yeah, I know. Jobs for jobs. But, you know, Kamala Harris called Joe Biden a racist during the debates. She said that his policies were racist, that he was a racist. She asked Joe Biden to apologize for his policies that were anti-African American, this non-African American Kamala. Used it in the debate when she was trying to take Joe Biden down. Well, I mean, now Trump can use those in campaign ads of Kamala, basically saying that she believes Biden's accusers and that she calls Biden a racist. And then they can add to that, you know, if you don't support me, you ain't black. And what, are you a junkie? And African-Americans, unlike Hispanics, who are really diverse, are sort of monolithic. So they can create quite a wedge between the African-American community and the, I don't know what it's going to be, Joe Camel? Joe Kamala? Joe Mala? I don't know what it is.
Whatever it's going to be, I think it's a B&B. It's the bedroom and the basement. Kamala's good in the bedroom and Joe's good in the basement. That's what it is. The bedroom-basement duo. But you are a lawyer, and I forgot you're a law professor for a second. I forgot about that until I just read your bio. It's New York Times best-selling author and law professor. So tell me, Mr. Professor of Law, isn't there a case to be made, you know, I asked you this in the first segment, but you never really gave me an answer, a strong answer. Isn't there a case to be made that they committed a crime, Willie Brown and her, by having sex and then giving away a government job? Isn't that the very definition of political graft and political corruption?
You know, if you could prove the quid and the pro and the quo, yeah, it would be a matter of a scandal, a possible crime. But remember, this happened in California. And in California, people who are of a certain political party don't get prosecuted. And both of them were Democrats.
I'm not expecting them to get prosecuted, James. I'm not expecting them to get prosecuted, but I'm expecting it to hurt her politically and the ticket politically very badly. If you point out, folks, this was more than a private affair. It was criminal. You're not going to elevate her to vice president, and eventually when Joe leaves, and you know he'll leave, president of the United States, are you? That's the argument I would make. You can't take someone who had sex with a married man to get a job.
And that argument will work with conservatives and independent voters and swing voters, maybe, but not with Democrats. Democrats elected Bill Clinton. Democrats reelected Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but so you know what? I want to point out, James, Bill Clinton never gave a job, I don't think, to any of the women he had sex with. So I'm pointing out to you, sex while you're married is one thing. I get it. Sex when you're married and you give a job to someone is a crime. Two different things. Bill Clinton didn't give a job to anybody. Right?
Yeah, I can't recall one, but I know that he, obviously one of his most famous sexual relations was with someone who worked for him.
Yes, Monica. Hey, James, we got to run. The music's up. We're headed to the news. We got to run. Wayne Allyn, James Urson, have a great weekend. Have a great week.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.